In Brazil, maybe no other company embodies the country's rapid economic expansion better than the big meat producer JBS. The company is run out of an old slaughterhouse in Sao Paulo, and it now controls a huge slice of the worldwide meat market. It is also one of the biggest meat producers in the United States. NPR's Juan Ferreira reports from Linz, Brazil.
It all starts on ranches like Santa Isabel in southern Brazil, an 8,000-acre spread of soft green hills run by Edson Crochicchia. He's nearing 70, but Crochicchia loves to tour his ranch on horseback, keeping track of a herd of 6,500 head of cattle.
Nosotros estamos vendo un sistema rotacionado.
What we're seeing, Crochicchia says, is a rotational system. The cattle graze in one field for 3 days, then move to another. Eating grass for a year and a half before being shipped here to the meat plant in Linz. In a corral just outside the slaughterhouse, JBS's herders whistle and wave their hats. Their goal is to nudge the cattle down a narrow chute and into the big white building. Basim Akalakal, the plant manager, says the idea is not to panic the animals in the minutes before slaughter.
Now, if you handle the animal in the wrong way, right, you get the animal stressed. That is not good. So it's very important to keep the animal calm.
Few Americans have ever heard of JBS. But it's not only one of Brazil's top companies, but the most important producer of beef, chicken, and pork in the United States. That's because JBS grew from a $1 billion a year company a decade ago into a $40 billion Goliath. It did so in part by buying big American companies like Swift, a beef and pork processor, and Pilgrim's Pride, which produces chicken. Not everyone in American cattle country is happy about it.
Well, we believe it is a very aggressive company that truly is attempting to dominate the protein market globally.
That's Bill Bullard, president of RCAF USA, a group representing American cattle ranchers. He says JBS and other big meat packers like Tyson and Cargill are squelching competition.
And that has contributed to the alarming exodus of cattle producers in the United States.
JBS says it brings efficiencies that are passed down to consumers. The Justice Department has investigated JBS, but it's approved most of the company's acquisitions of beef processors, feedlots, and chicken plants. JBS has also bought plants in Argentina, Australia, Italy, and other countries. The company now slaughters 90,000 head of cattle a day, exports to 150 countries, and controls a quarter of the worldwide trade in beef. Quite an accomplishment for a company that started small, very small. Wesley Batista is the chief executive, one of six siblings who help run the company their father started in 1953.
He started slaughtering one head per day and selling this beef for the workers that was working to build our capital in Brasilia.
But just like Brazil itself, Batista says, the company grew. He sees even more potential because meat consumption in emerging countries is projected to grow 20% by 2018.
And we are seeing demand picking up in Brazil, in China, in Russia, in a lot of countries in the Middle East.
Here at the Linz meat plant, workers slice away on a fast-moving assembly line. Akalakal, the plant manager, says workers have to be proficient with a knife.
So that's where we are taking the beef from the bone. We have two different lines, one line for forequarter and the second line for hindquarter.
In all, 900 head of cattle will come through here on a typical day to wind up as corned beef, canned for export to Britain. Or as neatly sliced cuts of tenderloin, bound for Sao Paulo's gourmet markets. Wherever the meat goes, though, JBS can be sure of one thing, a market hungry for beef. Juan Ferrero, NPR News.